Right, been allowed to do this again. We weren't cancelled by the sponsors after the first time, so that's always a positive. Welcome to episode 2 of The State of It. I'm Elliot, this is Ed.
Hello, hello.
Say hello. You said hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I just got nervous there. It's episode 2. This is the big league now.
Don't get carried away.
This isn't just a one-off thing we've abandoned after one episode. Welcome to The State of It episode 2. More of the same to come this week. We're going to be playing LinkedIn tennis. We're going to be writing a letter in somewhere. We're going to be discussing some things that make us angry. And that's about it. So, should we just launch into it?
Let's go.
Let's do it. So, for anyone who's unfamiliar with the format of this podcast, i.e. you haven't listened to the first episode, which is a strong percentage of the world's population.
Debatable.
What we do, first and foremost, is I give Ed the opportunity to win some prizes. Now, these prizes are judged impartially on his participation during the podcast on a number of factors.
By an impartial panel, which includes Elliot Martin.
Me, that's me, hello. And these are your three prizes that you're competing for today. So you ready for these?
Last week's were interesting, so...
They were. We had communal flannel, the C-3PO Muslim situation, and...
A range of kids' toys.
Yeah, go back and listen to it if you haven't listened to it before. Purely because we want to double our listening figures. Okay, so prize one this week is a packet of Bourbons partially spat on by the drummer from Scouting for Girls.
Oh, great. Just partially.
So, yeah, just partially. Nice, so only on... Nice. I don't know if that's some of the Bourbons or half of all of the bonbons.
Oh,
bonbons? Bourbons. But leave it to your imagination.
Hopefully I'll find out, right?
Yeah, they're in a skip around the corner. Nice. Prize two this week is the original script for the rejected TV show Storage Munters, in okay. which the Tory front bench show us where they keep their spare geese. So would you like to win that one?
Not really, actually, no.
Really? Don't want to see that? Okay. No. So maybe prize three will sort of take your fancy a little bit more.
Yeah, hopefully.
Prize three is a... Someone's going to listen to this 20 years. I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. A collection of undiscovered Harry Potter books.
Okay.
Including Harry Potter and the Debilitating Laxative.
Okay.
That's the first one. Harry Potter and the Xenophobic Undertones of Gryffindor Selection Policy.
You never know.
And the third one, a new trilogy here. Harry Potter and the Disciplinary Hearing Regarding Ron Spitting at Pro-Abortion Protesters.
Yeah, I didn't see that in the films.
No, I don't think it happened. I think J.K. Rowling made a request to Warner Brothers that they cut it. So you can see it here. You can read all about it. So would you like to win those prizes today?
Especially the trilogy, yeah.
The trilogy is good.
I'm a big fan.
Are you? Of Harry Potter or the various xenophobic practices done by the Sorting Hat?
We'll find out later, right?
Okay, cool. Let's crack on and see if we're going to win these prizes.
Nice one.
So the first part of this podcast, the first segment... before I actually say that, I've got to declare this is a very sort of LinkedIn corporate heavy podcast today, how we've planned it, but there we go. It's a state of it and it needs addressing. So the first thing I've done is rather than write a letter to a women's magazine, because they didn't print it last week and I'm annoyed at them and I'm sort of giving them the silent treatment.
Fed up.
Yeah, my Darren went out for too long in the evening and come back and give them the silent treatment.
Divorced.
There we go. What I've done instead is I found an application for a job online, nice. The Integrated Solutions Graduate Program. Now, please tell me what that means, Ed.
Well, I don't, anything, mate. I have no idea.
Exactly. And this is the problem with most of the graduate schemes nowadays. So I've written an application to the Integrated Graduate Solutions. Integrated Graduate Solutions? What does that
Could
mean? Getting rid of
Integrated
them?
Solutions Graduates?
Yeah. Integrated Graduates. Graduate Integrated Solute. Anything.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. So what I've done is I've written an application and it's your job to pick me up on anything or tell me if I've done anything wrong, okay, anything
so,
you change.
So I am now in HR.
Yes, your name is Sally.
Great.
There we go. You said that with such enthusiasm. You always wanted to be a Sally.
Yeah, no, secretly. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that for your birthday.
Hang on.
Hormone training.
I'm only going to do this if I can be Kelly.
Do you mean critique my speech that I'm about to do or become a woman?
In the first instance, I want to be Kelly for this speech. We'll see how it goes from there.
Okay, if this can be your little trial
period. Let's discuss
period.
This later,
okay.
off air.
All right. Okay, get the estrogen going. So, this is my application. My name is Hugo, but my friends call me Hector, and I'm studying for a BSc Hons in pheasant sex, 4 years with a placement. It's a good start there.
With a placement?
With a placement, yeah, to show that I applied my knowledge in an industrial situation.
Went from theoretical to practical.
Exactly, implementing my knowledge.
You're
so that first bit.
Something else in a pheasant.
Shut it. First bit, Is that all right with you?
That's fine, yeah.
In HR, Kelly, my careers advisor. I'm taking time out of my busy schedule wearing corduroy underwear, pretending to enjoy house music, and ignoring my latent homosexual tendencies towards my rugby teammates to apply for your Integrated Solutions graduate program.
Perfect.
So you see what I've done there? I've sort of spoken about the things I'm interested in and
you're honest, hobbies. You're open. You're just like all of us.
Yeah, exactly. What makes me cut out for the corporate world? Well, I believe my experience as a student has provided me with the perfect skill set.
Okay.
Do you want a man who can motivate his colleagues? I'm your guy. During a coursework meeting, one of our members turned up late, using the pathetic excuse that she was dealing with her family's deportation. I was able to get us all back on track by performing a few songs from my mixtape, Kids Make My Kicks, Sweatshop Skank, and the dubstep ballad, How Do I Reclaim the Love of My Resentful Father?
Oh, yes.
So a little bit of a deep dive into my first family situation. There, I've then gone on to say, want a man that can deal with sticky situations? Look no further. I once tripped and fell over in Inferno's Clapham, leading me to get physically stuck to the floor for 2 months. No one realised I was there, as the sound of various Tiesto remixes drowned out my screams, but I managed to survive on a diet of condensed piss dripping from the ceilings.
Lovely, lovely.
So, Kelly, would you check anything?
Yeah, it shows you've been through hardships, you know.
Yes.
You've been through the tough.
Yeah.
And you got to the other side.
Exactly.
Hugo, Hector, I'm loving it.
Thank you. I got to hit S Club every Saturday for 8 weeks in a row.
Tiesto remix.
Yeah, of S Club Party.
Reach for the Stars.
Which sounds like an Ibiza party for four-year-olds. The final part I've written is, want a man who's not afraid to get tough with the client? You can count on me. The culture of glorifying chronic alcohol consumption has facilitated my legendary ability to cough up blood on demand. If any meeting with a client goes downhill, turn to me and I'll gob some of my hemoglobin sauce right on their M&S tie clip. So I know science there, you see.
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
That's my biology background at BTEC level.
As obviously from my professional perspective.
You're really committing to this, right?
Shedding some light, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That shows a really niche skill set. Like, no one else can do that, you know.
No. Yeah, yeah. It's like a tactical chunder, but a tactical bleed.
TB.
Sounds like something that...
Tacky bleed.
Tacky bleed. It's a new club night on a Thursday in Exeter. Tacky bleed. Anyway, so in summary, hire me because I'm superior to every other candidate.
Yeah.
Even if the next chap has a master's degree in economics, I think you'll find he didn't lose his virginity mid-croquet tournament like me. Kind regards, Hugo Edmund Swanrimmer Stanley.
Sorry, can you repeat the name?
No.
What I'm going to do...
Yeah.
Is I'm going to put that in the maybe pile.
Okay.
We're going to get back to you within 28 working days.
Okay.
And if you don't hear back, then consider yourself a no.
I'm really excited for the assessment centre for this.
Yes, yes. You might be involved.
In the next segment in this corporate special, we have the classic game from the radio show back in the day. Back in our student days.
Yeah.
Oh, what a long time ago that was.
Long time.
Nostalgic.
What a journey it's been, you know.
We've come a long way.
4 months.
Yeah. Is LinkedIn Tennis. Now, if you're not familiar with LinkedIn Tennis, myself and Ed fire over a corporate buzzword or corporate jargon to one another, a phrase or a word or anything that makes you want to puke. And then if one can't return one, if you get ended by one, if you start laughing too hard, you lose and the other person wins LinkedIn Tennis. So would you like to go first this week, Edward?
I'll go first just to give the listeners an example. We'll start off with something like sales architect.
Executive knowledge broker.
Oh, that's good. Tailor-made working hours.
Company-centric idiosyncrasies.
Oh, lots of letters in there.
Thanks.
The cloud.
Okay, no, hold us together in it. I'm going to go with navigate the trends.
Good. Thank you. Decompartmentalized coffee breaks.
Blue sky bonking.
Virtual summer interns.
Oh, very, very good. Logistical seepage.
Oh,
it's that, nice that. Organised. So organised tactical bleed.
Office-wide hot desking.
Oh, very good.
No one's there.
It's called being homeless. I'll go classic, content procurement.
Nice.
Can be back on track.
E-enabling our client base.
Oh, God, you're better at this than I am. I'm going to go, again, the safe one and go diversified bandwidth.
Very nice. On that bandwidth level.
Yeah, yeah.
communicating our clicks and mortar bandwidth.
I can't come back from that. Say it again.
Communicating our clicks and mortar bandwidth.
Oh my god, because that makes sense as well.
Maybe.
That's the worst thing. That wouldn't be out of place in an office. Fuck you.
I may or may not have put too much effort into it.
That's fine. I think you've won a prize for that one. But well, which prize will you have won? That's the question.
Hopefully one or three, because two was just not interesting.
You don't want to see Ron spouting the pro-life stuff.
No, that's the one I did.
Oh,
want.
Sorry, okay.
The Conservative front bench where their geese are at.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Just seeing Boris with his feathery livestock. And our attention to last week's Hot Topic with that great jingle that I inserted.
Yeah, I've heard it now. It's not bad, is it? It's good.
It's all right. You're flattering me. Damn, boy. Basically, last week we... We applied for the private school dating app, because that's a sentence that doesn't make me want to vom. The private school dating app, Toffee. Didn't slag it off, just analysing the concept. Unfortunately, even though we promised to report about our dealings on the app, our account applications haven't been accepted just yet.
Yeah, they might have cottoned on to the fact that we were wildly taking the piss.
Maybe. The fact that I said my crush was Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
And that I was into Bitcoin femidoms as a business venture. That could be a LinkedIn tennis. So I don't think they took it very seriously. They haven't declined it, but they haven't approved it. I think we might be in that limbo forever.
Yeah. We're on like the waiting list, mate.
Yeah, like an eternal Bible purgatory. But okay. We'll navigate the trends and see how it goes. However, I'm happy to report that one of our good friends, Lewis, and he may feature on the podcast at some point because he's too good value not to have a laugh with and or at. He applied and he's been accepted,
which is
great news. And he's been sharing it with us. And the best part I found about it was the fact that I didn't realise you had to pay £5 a fucking month.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to pay for this. Does that mean if you get accepted, will you pay?
What, me?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, fair enough. So it's no point us even being accepted. But basically, he's been on there and he's been reporting as a sort of rogue agent undercover. Sort of a James Bond line of duty
sort of thing.
He's been reporting on some of the stuff that he found. Now, I'll give you an example of... A lot of it's unusable, to be honest. It's real people and we don't want to have a dig at real people because they're not doing anything wrong except being on the app. I'll give you an example profile. So it asks you for your perfect menu on the little... Where you'd have an Instagram... not an Instagram, a Tinder bio. You have a perfect menu because that's normal.
Sure.
And this person said, starter, bruschetta. Main, lasagna. Fine. Okay. Dessert, Black Forest gatto. Fine.
Wait, what's next?
Cheese.
Oh, God.
That's sexy. Nothing says, oh, I want to get to know you.
Stinky like, gorgonzola.
Give me a baby bell any day of the week.
Do you like that? Do you?
Yeah. I want Deli Donker. That'll let me meet my new lad. I don't know why I went northern accent for that. But obviously there's people on the social calendar. This person... actually, this is the best profile. Scallops for a starter. Surf and turf for a main.
Yeah.
Tartata for a dessert.
Lovely pronunciation.
And cheese... Thank you very much. I learned French, I did. Cheese, any, which is good.
But anyway, is it N-A?
No, any cheese. Oh, literally any cheese.
Any cheese.
Yeah.
I will eat any cow milk derivative.
There's been a Philadelphia tub that's been in the fridge for 4 months.
Don't worry about the green.
No, it can walk by itself. will you eat it? But this person obviously has gone to the social camp. She's gone to the boat race, the badminton horse trials, the Glyndebourne Festival Opera, the Hay Festival. I'm not sure what that is.
So other than boring.
This, like an all-you-can-eat buffet for horses. and the Chesterton's Polo in the Park. And Royal Ascot as well, of course, the classic.
Can't miss that.
But the thing I really wanted to report on is that my friend Lewis came up with something which is good for him. Basically, he said he found a girl and her cheese she chose was a cheese string.
Very good.
That's very good. That's a bit normal. Yeah. And Lewis went on, spoke to, I won't name her.
Oh,
but
he matched.
He matched, yes. Yeah. So this girl liked whatever he chose.
Lucky girl.
Probably like fish and chips or something. And
with mushy peas.
His opening line Do you know what he said?
No.
He went, girls have often compared me to a cheese string. Winky face, X. Strong line, Lewis.
Right? What does that mean?
Wait for it. She then replies with a question mark, because you're a melt, which is quite interesting.
Just to comment, cheese string doesn't really melt, does it?
No, which is why Peg then replies. Lewis replies, no, because I peel easily. So thank you, Lewis, for that.
He's a womaniser.
Exactly, yeah.
I can tell that from day one.
About skin conditions. Nothing sexier than cheese and skin conditions. Four, Lewis, calm down. You'll have them climbing all over you. Right. It's come to that point in the podcast. It's time for today's hot topic.
Hot topic.
Yeah, very nice. Shall I just play the jingle?
Yeah, I want to do it myself, to be honest.
Okay, well, we won't play the jingle today. Ed, you've now, in the next 5 seconds, got to develop, produce, and perform the hot topic jingle.
I've not prepared for this.
Four. Okay.
Hot topic.
That was abysmal.
I think it's better than the jingle.
You've just lost every price. No Ron Weasley getting social justice warrior for you. But yeah, here's the real jingle.
Let's go.
Hot topic.
That was nice. There's the jingle there. And today's hot topic, the thing that we're going to say the state of it to, is LinkedIn. So I told you it was...
Full circle.
Yeah, full circle. It's a very LinkedIn-heavy episode. But there's a new account on Twitter, and I've got to say props to these guys. I've never said that before, sincerely. Props to these guys.
Or girls.
Yeah, or girls. But I'm never going to say it again. Just, I mean, the word props.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the people who are doing this, that's fine, but I will never say the word props unironically again. It's a newer Twitter account called The State of LinkedIn, which fits well with our name, which is nice. And they have been highlighting some of the content that people post on LinkedIn. Now, this is perfect, because on the first podcast, I introduced this as looking at the shit in the world, not humanitarian crises, but instead people putting pictures of their watches on LinkedIn. Happy to report it's gone much worse than that. And I've got 3 posts for you.
Lovely.
Here that I'm going to read out. These are genuine LinkedIn posts, and I'll see what you think about these.
Okay.
So the first one, the title is Weekend Reading. A man went for an interview. But by the way, this is littered with emojis throughout. I won't tell you where, because it'll make it redundant, but
all the best ones are.
Yeah, like the sort of the okay fingers one, and
the graph with the ascending line.
Yeah, the money sack, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Weekend Reading. A man went for an interview in a very reputed company. While entering the room, he slipped and fell on the ground. His documents scattered all over the place. One might be excused for feeling humiliated. The man picked himself up, and with a smile on his face, he spoke out loudly. He said, "Finally, I have fallen into the right place." He was hired the very next moment. A negative happening turned positive, simply because his attitude was positive and had a great sense of humour. Have a great weekend with lots of fun.
Well, kids, we all know how to get a job now.
There you go, trip up.
Go into any given lobby.
Yep.
Have lots of paper, A4 preferably, works best.
Mm-hmm.
Fall over.
Yeah. Or at Google, do it digitally.
Oh, yeah.
Spill your phones. Virtual.
Yeah, do it from home.
Decompartmentalise coffee break. Do it from home, yeah. Agile working. There we go. Very agile if you're tripping over yourself. But that had 210 likes.
Oh.
So people with brains are out and about. This next one. For the last few days, I've been thinking about something my six-year-old son said. They're always 6 years older, people.
Convenient, isn't it?
He was trying to get a balloon down from the ceiling, and after a couple of failed attempts, I reminded him that he has a stool he could use. His response was, "Yes, I know, Mummy, but I'm trying to challenge my brain and think of another way. If I challenge it, it'll learn more." I was pretty speechless and let him carry on. It got me wondering how often I do what I've always done because I know it will work, and how often I try to think of another solution. Breathe. I think I'll certainly try the latter more from now on. Hashtag personal development.
Oh, God, what a boring father or mother.
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 Because it was Mummy.
Good, yeah.
Unless they've gone through the transition you did earlier from Ed to Kelly.
Could be two mothers. You never know. Could be three.
Yeah, but it still wouldn't be a dad.
Yeah.
And the final one... comes from a man this time, a headhunter. There you go.
The best type of person.
Libelous. I once saved someone's life, it opens with. So we know shit is about to get real here. I was over in Portugal meeting a friend of mine. He had work the next day, but I wanted to go out on the piss. Very, very candid for LinkedIn here.
With a client.
With a client.
Expensive.
Just, yeah, exactly. Put it on the Amex, darling. He said he wouldn't come out with me, but I moaned and moaned until eventually he caved in. So
well, he sounds
so
fun.
He does, doesn't he? The night was wild. Definitely worth it for him, if you ask me. The next day, Juan missed his bus to work due to a terrible hangover. The bus crashed. At least one person was mildly injured. I potentially saved Juan's life. We still speak once a year on that day. We ponder life, and Juan shows me his unwavering gratitude. He lost his job, but he kept his life. Hashtag giving, hashtag caring, hashtag team human.
Absolutely not. So, don't believe it. Also, I love the way you read Juan.
Juan. This is me.
So poetic. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
As in, not the way you say it, just the post.
I'm glad... Oh, right, yeah, okay. I was going to say that the fact that this bullshit is here and the one thing you're picking me up on is how I pronounce Portuguese names. So that is LinkedIn today.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice. It's nice to get all of that feed, all of that content in one place for them. That's someone's job. It's quite
yeah,
fun.
Exactly.
On the Twitter account I'm talking about. It's
they are
fun,
doing,
isn't it?
They are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Carry on doing that, and we will feature it on the podcast. And
I'll create a Twitter account, and I'll follow them.
You already have a Twitter account. You've done one tweet. It was something you said. Really excited for all the authors at the Reading Festival, but spelt obviously Reading Reading.
Yeah.
So that was your social media presence.
It's very funny. Age 16.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's like putting on Instagram a cup of tea. Anyway, LinkedIn. I'm obliged to now say the state of it, but then I realise that sounds a bit lame.
We should make a jingle for that.
Okay, I'll insert. Oh, you're just creating more work for me now. Go on, you create one and we'll see if we can all use right, it in your right, head. Right, you're right. 5 seconds.
The state of it, state of it, state of it. The state of it.
You're a Dalek or some shit. Yeah, enough of that. So, and we come to the end of the second podcast. Hopefully an improvement on the last one we put out.
Hopefully.
Mainly.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Maybe both of our listeners will let us know.
So, both of our mums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think my grandparents listening. So, we got to four.
Four. Wow.
That's good. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us once again. We had a good one. We had some LinkedIn stuff. LinkedIn stuff. And also some other LinkedIn stuff.
LinkedIn stuff.
That was nice. A little LinkedIn special there. Which sounds like a really shit restaurant serving. Have the LinkedIn special. It's overpriced champagne and social condemnation.
What else have you got?
Yeah. Thank you for listening, Ed.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's good fun.
We'll be back again, provided the sponsors haven't kicked us off for next time.
Fingers crossed.
But until then, thank you for listening and piss off. But of course, before we go, prizes. Assess your performance as the sort of the guest on the show.
Yeah. We should get a proper guest.
We should get a proper guest. Let's get a proper guest for next time.
Have you got any friends?
You're here.
Yeah, I'll find someone, don't
All
worry.
All right. So, prize number one was the packet of Bourbons partially spat on by the drummer from Scouting for Girls.
Yes.
I'm going to say you won that. Well
Good.
Done.
I was interested in that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Would you eat them or display them?
No, I'll put them in the Tate Modern.
Floor four. Although they have too much meaning and sentiment. Let's just put a picture of a white wall or something.
Yeah.
Prize two was the original script for the rejected TV show Storage Munters, in which the Tory front bench shows us where they keep their spare geese. You weren't interested, were you?
I wasn't.
Why?
I think I've seen that before.
More into Labour and their pigeons.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Okay. And prize three, the collection of undiscovered Harry Potter books, including Harry Potter and the debilitating laxative, which I struggled to say first time round, mainly because of the thought of it. Harry Potter and the xenophobic undertones of Gryffindor selection policy.
You can't deny.
No. Yeah. You're Kurdish. Hufflepuff! And Harry Potter... I don't know why I went for Kurdish there. And Harry Potter and the disciplinary hearing regarding Ron spitting at pro-abortion protesters.
Yeah.
Interested in that one?
I was.
Okay.
It will be eye-opening. Can't deny.
I think you've won that.
Yes.
So that's good for you.
Amazing.
And maybe next week we'll have a Hermione for the Witches' Lives Matter.